Hello, and welcome to The Next Greatest Thing, a podcast powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. Today, we are getting to know Alex Dickerson. Alex, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You've already said that you're not real excited about being here, but I'm excited about you being here.
That's good. I'm glad somebody is.
So, Alex, you are one of our engineers, but you have a specific title, correct?
Correct.
Which is?
Planning engineer.
Plan engineer. Mm-hmm. So, but when I talk to you, it's normally about solar.
Right, yeah.
So is that just one of your duties, or do you do a wide variety?
Yes, there's a wide variety. That's just part of it. And I think when I started, that wasn't expected to be a big part of it, but it's grown so much the last few years that it takes up a lot of my time now, and Samantha, the other engineer, helps me with it as well. But there are a lot of other duties too.
Understandable. How many engineers do we have employed at Arkansas Valley Electric?
So two engineers, and then Chris Howe is our engineering manager, so that would be three. We have other positions like subtechs that are similar to engineering roles. As you know, Sean King is part of our engineering group, but he has a master electrician background. And then, of course, we have Barrett, too, who's, you know, operations and engineering manager, but he has an engineering background as well.
So there's only really two of y'all out in the field on a regular basis. This is a big service territory for two of y'all.
Correct.
Yeah. Y'all stay busy. But before we get into more details about your job, how long have you worked for Arkansas Valley Electric?
October will be 4 years. So.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You and I came around 2020, right?
Or well, 2019. October 2019.
Okay. Well, you came a year before me. We just didn't see each other for a long time because mm-hmm. of COVID.
Yep.
Different floors, different mm-hmm. different roles. We didn't get out much back then.
Right.
That was an interesting time to start. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you had just started getting out in the field, doing stuff, yep. and then shut down.
So first I had about a month or two in the old building. And then
moved
to the new building, had 2 or 3 months. And then COVID hit, and we went home for a few months, worked from home, and then back in the office, but kind of separate. So it was a whirlwind that first year or two, for sure.
It really was. It really was. How did you get to Arkansas Valley Electric? Are you from the River Valley? Is Arkansas Valley Electric someplace that you've always thought about working for? How did you get here?
So it wasn't somewhere I thought about originally working. I did grow up in the River Valley, lived in Mulberry, went to school in Alma, went to Fort Smith for college at and did mechanical engineering, so not electrical, so a little different background. I worked at a outdoor manufacturing place in Fort Smith called Pradco for 5 years before I came here. So I designed fishing lures there. A lot of people ask why you would quit that job, but the co-op's a great place to work. So when I did find out about it, mainly through friends, Greg Civils and DJ Bull joined the Wave side, and they talked about how great it was. So when a job opened up, I applied for it.
Awesome. You've liked it ever since?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Fantastic. It's a great place to work.
It is. It
really is. Mm-hmm. Well, talk about your journey at the cooperative throughout the years. You've obviously stayed in the same role, but I'm mm-hmm. sure that role has evolved over time.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about what you do for Arkansas Valley and how how that has changed since you've been here.
Okay. So like we talked about before, a lot of my job is now dealing with solar. So that part of it, if any member decides to get solar, they normally use a solar contractor to install it. They have to send us a standard interconnection agreement with their plans, and we have to approve everything before they can install their solar. So it's part of my job to go through those, make sure everything looks good, make sure the solar company is doing things right before we allow them to install. Of course, the most important thing is to make sure it doesn't backfeed on the line once our power is off. So we always want to check that and make sure it's safe for our linemen. After that process, after they install, they have to supply a third-party inspection. So I'll get that, get pictures, make sure everything looks, matches the plans and looks good still, and then schedule a sub-tech to go out and swap their meter and allow them to turn on their solar. So that's the solar part of it that, you know, kind of day-to-day part that I have to do. Other things we do are substation maintenance and then substation upgrades. So every year we're upgrading one substation, the feeder breakers, and then we're also doing maintenance monthly at substations that I help with. Some other things are downline breakers. You know, Samantha kind of leads that, but I help her with the downline breakers and upgrade them to electronic breakers as well.
So you guys are out in the field pretty much every day, right?
Yeah, maybe not every day, but a lot of the times, yeah.
Do you enjoy the mix of being in the office and being out in the field?
Definitely, yeah. That's one of the things I like better than my past job as well. I was always stuck in the office. I like getting out and working in the field, you know, at least half the time or more, and the other half the time working in the office on stuff. So,
on rainy days, love the office. Mm-hmm. On nice sunny days when it's 75 exactly. degrees, love being outside.
Definitely.
I feel the same way. Well, how do you believe your job impacts Arkansas Valley Electric as a whole?
I guess mainly the planning side of my job, making sure the substations are being upgraded and with the latest technology, and implementing the new downline devices that'll really you know, protect linemen and make our grid more resilient. So just making sure we're continue to improve the grid and keeping everything reliable and safe.
Absolutely. You and the other engineers are people that our members might not think about on a regular mm-hmm. basis. They speak to MSRs, they see our linemen out in the field, but you guys are a huge part of the success of the cooperative.
Thank you.
You guys have a big role. I don't totally understand everything you do, but I appreciate it, especially as a member.
Sometimes.
Well, if there's one thing about your job that you would want members to know about what it's like to work at Arkansas Valley Electric, what would that be?
I think the typical answer, just the co-op atmosphere, and we really are, you know, since we're not for profit, we really are doing everything and, you know, thinking of the members first and trying to make you know, our system more reliable, safe, and more affordable, I guess I should say.
It might be a typical answer, but it's a true answer.
Mm-hmm.
Really is. Right. Okay, well, now the hard questions are over. Now we need to know a little bit more about you. Who is Alex Dickerson? So I ask everybody this question right off the bat. What is your favorite work snack?
I don't know if I have a favorite snack. I definitely eat a lot of snacks probably every day, but something every day. But a little different answer, I guess. I always have peppermints on me normally. I'm not a gum chewer, so I always have some peppermints to eat after meals or something.
All right. Are you like a sweet or salty?
Both. Normally if I eat something sweet, I have to have something salty after, and just continues. So.
I understand completely. Well, as we mentioned before, you get out in the field quite a bit, and you're out and about most of the day sometimes. Where has been your favorite local restaurant that you have found to eat lunch while being out in the field?
Can't think of a specific restaurant necessarily, but probably any Mexican restaurant I enjoy.
Yeah.
I like them all. Anytime, so they're all good.
What's your go-to lunch at a Mexican restaurant?
I change it all the time. That's another thing I like about Mexican. I mean, it's all similar, but anywhere from tacos, burritos to, you know, the Steven special or anything like that.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. Next time you go to a Mexican restaurant, let me know because I can be there.
Sounds good.
I feel very much the same way. You mentioned fishing, that you worked at a, you built fishing lures.
Right.
Is that a hobby of yours outside of work?
Yeah, one of many. I have too many hobbies probably, but I like to fish and hunt, and like everyone else here pretty much, but yeah.
Do you hunt locally or do you ever go out of state?
Both. I do go out of state. I've been going to Wyoming every year.
Oh, wow.
The last 4 years, and then Missouri as well when I can. So I enjoy going out of state and seeing different terrain and different animals, and normally bigger animals than around here too. So
Wyoming would be?
Mule deer. Actually whitetail too, and then cow elk. We haven't got a bull elk tag yet. But.
That's awesome. How long do you normally go out?
A week. Week in October normally.
Do you do it independently or do you have outfitters stuff go with you?
Independently. I got a group of buddies that their family has gone for a long time, one of their families, and I got lucky enough to join them, and now there's a group of us buddies that kind of made it a yearly thing. So
that's awesome. And even though you go out of state, Arkansas is such a great place. The River Valley is such a great place to live if you are passionate about hunting, fishing. Yeah. We kind of have it all around here.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So what other hobbies do you do outside of that?
I like to work out a lot. Try to run and do CrossFit. Still try to play basketball or any other sport when I can. Pickleball with some of the guys here. And then also do some woodworking at the house and like to try to build, you know, my own furniture and other things. So
you kind of do it all.
Too many hobbies. Sure,
so. That's okay. As long as it makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining me today and allowing us to get to know a little bit more about you and about what you do here at the Cooperative. We really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And your work.